Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I am back. So much going on last week. It's been crazy on Wednesday, because I did Monday, but just so much going on. Just helping out my mom and dad, and, But, yeah, I was at the Feast of the Hundredth Moon this weekend, so it's, if you don't know, or not where I am, it's, we create the people of the 18th century, the Fort Vietnam, and the going-ons. And if you don't know about your history, you're doomed to repeat it, and we are repeating it. And I got so much I want to get into, but when I was there, my mom's like, you got to turn on the news, because you can't get nothing out there but Hezbollah, Hamas, and all these organizations. I believe Israel is involved. I believe there's more than just Hamas, but they're taking full responsibility for attacking Israel. And like I put on my post, yes, I'm one of those evil Nazi Trump supporters who stands with the Jewish people of Israel and that great nation. Sorry that a racist president does not stand with Israel as well. I mean, he's not even planning any type of public statement. Because Americans have been killed Americans were killed in those attacks, and Biden has not had any plans to do anything or say anything about what's going on. I want to see all my liberal friends support the Jewish people of Israel. This would not be going on if Trump was president. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong. But I believe it's more than just, Israel is cheering this on, but I think they're involved, just like probably Hezbollah and a lot of these other places. There have been over 800 Israelis killed, and for the first time in over 50 years, Israel is declaring war. Like, okay, we're not going to stand for it. I mean, like I said, and I want to get into this, I believe if 9/11 happened today, there'd be people in America that'd be cheering on the terrorists. They'd be cheering the Twin Towers coming down. It's sickening. I mean, we have a president that basically, for all intents and purposes, he supports Hamas. He supports Hezbollah. He supports Israel. He supports Palestine. He's anti-Israel. He's not supporting this. $6 billion of our tax dollars went to help fund this. Funneled into Israel anyways, Now we gotta spend billions of dollars to pay off Israel then. Now whatever. So like fixing the earth by taxing. It's just that we gotta put God first and watch him work. That's what we gotta do, folks. And that's what we're gonna do in this world. It's just crazy. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, my name is Brittany Russ, author, Bible teacher, and founder of Truth and Grace Ministries, and today we're studying Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. David writes, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount of all your wonderful deeds. Now, David tells us in verse 13 of this same psalm that he's facing affliction. And what is he doing? He's worshiping God. Yet how many of us know that when the season is difficult, that's sometimes the last thing we want to do? I'm in the hardest season of my life right now, and on Sunday, actually, this week, I was getting ready for church. Now, normally, I want to listen to worship music, but I was so discouraged, I didn't even want to put on the music. Yet history and conviction taught me that if I would simply do that, that things in my heart would begin to shift, and they did. I went from feeling all dried up to overflowing with praise. Our God, he is all that we need, and worship points to that fact. It fuels our faith, but like David said, it must be wholehearted. God isn't satisfied with part of your heart where the other parts are tied up in relationships, idols, and the world. No, he wants all of it, not just half of it. Spurgeon wrote that a half heart is no heart. So the question you have to ask yourself today is, am I worshiping God with a full and total heart? Today, maybe like David, that looks like simply telling someone about our amazing God and recounting his faithfulness, because you know what? That's a sign of worship too. And what it does is it strengthens our hearts and it fuels other people's hearts. Dear friends, you could probably tell me a thousand moments God has provided for you, but I want you to think about the most prolific one. And I want you to know that God is just as full and good in this very moment, no matter what the season looks like, as he was in that moment. He always has been, and he always will be. So will you trust him? Will you worship him with all your heart and let that overflow out into your life today? Because our God is worthy to be praised. Amen.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. Don't forget that. Don't forget that, folks. I'm going to see if I can do something here. Let me see. Do I get kick? Here we go. Okay, I want to get into so much today. You know, I've told this to some people, to my mom and different things. I truly believe this, and you can say whatever you want to. Call me out, whatever, if you think I'm wrong, but I truly believe 9/11 would be cheered on today by many Americans. I mean, look at this. You have Americans that have died in Israel, and our president isn't saying a word. Well, heck, when the blood's on his hands, we got to pay off, just a 5% tax, and it's going to fix the earth. No, you want that 5% tax so you can get more money so you can get in their private Learjet. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's fine. No, it's not fine. Well, if that was your money and you had it in your wallet and some dude came up to you, a creep dude, you think you would just hand over that money? No. Oh, but your tax dollars goes to help. Hamas. It's sad. It's sad, you know. I truly believe more than just Hamas is responsible. You know, I believe, well, they are ISIS, but I do believe Israel was definitely involved, not just Hamas. I believe you can have people from the Ayatollah Khomeini, you can have people from Hezbollah, any of those. That's what they, you know, those people, we all have a right to believe what we believe in our world. They believe, well, wholeheartedly that, hey, guess what, folks? Have fun with this. Until the world comes to a colossal, and God's not going to come back until there's chaos. Sad. You know, we got our President Joseph R. Biden, China Joe, standing with Palestine. But I wouldn't want a phone call from him. Yeah, the president is on the phone. He wants to send his condolences because your family died in Israel. Yeah. Great. Oh, seriously? Cool. Give me the dang phone. Okay. He's going to get an earful. Not that he's competent. He don't know what he's doing. He's a puppet, like Obama said. If I can get someone that can be a front man for me. I've heard this from a number of my sources that basically told me that Hillary Clinton was supposed to be 8 years of Biden and Obama. The Biden and Obama was going to continue with 8 years to Hillary Clinton. And they had dirt on her. And hey, you want to go to prison? Hell, we'll send you down the river and say, hey, look, she was corrupt and we got rid of a bad apple. And they were gonna throw her down the river. Did they do it? Nope, because she never got in. But if she didn't follow along and go with whatever they said, Biden, they don't have to. He's got dementia. They can tell him whatever they want to. I'm like, okay. It's sad. I mean, this is the English Standard Version, but because you can do cross-referencing, and it's kind of cool, because then, once you cross-reference, you can write down the cross-references, and then look in the King James or whatever, but the American Standard's only do cross-referencing, which is pretty cool. But there's a guy in that work, and we, like, he'll give me a Bible verse. Look this up, okay? And I was telling him, he goes, what's my Bible verse? I said, look up in Revelation chapter 3 about the church in Philadelphia, and specifically verse 7 and 8. The angel, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens, no one can shut, who shuts, no one can open. I know your works. Behold, I have set you apart, an open door that no one is able to shut. I know you have a little power, yet you have kept my word and not denied my name. I'm going to use that. That's one of my favorite verses because so many people open, maybe this will open doors. This is what's going on in Israel. Wait a minute here. We had Americans die and Biden doesn't care? I thought Trump's there's still people that are going to think Trump's Hitler, even though Biden's not caring about Jewish people being killed in Israel. Trump stood with the Jewish nation of Israel. But so many people in this world, I think God opens the door, the right door for them. And you make door. Or they try to open the door. Remember those like Disney movies where they, the cartoons would have like Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, and they try to open, okay, all these old doors they could open, you know, and stuff, and they go, like, one in the future, and they couldn't open up the door in the future, and I think some people try to open up the door that God closed. I mean, that's, like, my pastor. He was going to get his back pay and all this, like, whatever he was getting, he was going to get. Like, he had never left, and they were going to do all this stuff and bring him back, and I'm going to go back to Arkansas. In the Bible Belt. And he's going to do all this stuff. And it was like, all this stuff lined up. And that has to be, and he prayed about it. And nope, that was not God's will for him. You know, so many people in this world, maybe this will shed some light on, because what is it going to take for all these anti-war liberals to say, wait a minute here. Hamas just attacked and killed 800 plus Jews in Israel, including Americans. What happened? Wait a minute. What about that? The one that's racist and Nazi is the one that's standing with the Jewish people, and this guy doesn't seem to be, you know, You wonder, most of these kids that voted for Biden probably don't even know what Hamas is, don't even know what Israel is, don't even know anything. I don't know anything. Yata. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. A cross-reference. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, the holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on earth? I'm just one of those people. Treat me bad, I won't. Treat me bad, I won't. Have fun, I won't. Just me. Guess what's going to happen, folks? You're going to have, like I tell my niece all the time, you want to give that homeless man some money? Give him money. Help him out. What he does with it is on him. It's not you if he buys drugs. It's on him. I mean, Biden has no scheduled public appearances at all Monday after news that the Palestine terrorists killed 9 Americans in Israel. 9. And he's not even, I mean, heck, when this was going on, he was asleep. He went, well, how can they wake up Joe Biden? He doesn't know what day it is anyways. It wouldn't matter if he's awake or not. It wouldn't matter. Pardon me, folks. But it would not matter. He don't care. Heck, he had a barbecue. Biden slammed for hosting a barbecue while Hamas holds Americans captive and people have died. Barbecue first, America last. They don't care. When are people going to realize that he needs to take that American flag button off his... He's a disgrace. He doesn't deserve to have that American flag on there. I don't know what's worse. What he is doing, what they're doing to him, or what he's doing to America. Because he has no clue what's going on. Hey, I don't work for you, pal. I know who I work for. I know who I'm voting for in 2024, Jesus Christ. You know, they have like, what? There was something I posted. It was like this person will always be, you know, like Henry Winkler, I think, will always, like, be the Fonz. Like what character will always be this, will always be, and, like, Jesus Christ will always be king, no matter what happens. You know, see, I put my hope and faith in Jesus Christ. You know? Yeah, I always got to laugh at stuff because my wife's like, she's carrying on and complaining because she couldn't find her bank card and this and that. And it's funny how you're like, you think you put it somewhere and it's not where you think you... No, it couldn't be anywhere else. Sure, and I've had that before, like, where I get so mad and frustrated. I'm like, this chest hasn't been opened in 30 years. I don't care. It might be in there. And I'll start looking in places that it couldn't even be here. And sure, it's not at your mom. It hasn't been there in 3 weeks. You just had the card yesterday. Well, I don't... Oh, yeah. And then they're like, then when you complain and piss and moan, then when you find it, and you're, thank you. God is good. It's like, well, the whole time you were having a problem, you could have said God was good from the beginning. Yeah, I had $1,000 in my bank account, and it all got stolen, but hey, God's good. I guess that guy needed the money more than I did. Yeah, you know. That's what my pastor is. He left this, like, we had, like, this fire pit thing outside, and he was going to leave it outside before he brought it home. And he's going to let it cool down overnight. And his wife goes, someone's going to steal that, you know? And he goes, well, if they steal it, then they probably need it more than I did, and hope it blesses them. Hope it brings joy and peace and blessing to them. And I'm like, what a way to look at it, you know? I mean, we live in this world where so many people don't know anything. They're so dumbed down. How dare you try to push Christianity on me, you racist Nazi? How dare you? Kylie Jenner supported Israel, and because her supporters take it down, she took down a post, or he, or whatever his name is. I'm telling you something, folks. Look at this. Revelation 3:14, to the church in Laodicea. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. We witness God's creation. No, you don't understand. This little stick robot that has five pieces of metal that bend and make a hand, that is by intelligent design, but something with multiple layers of skin and nerves and muscle and bones and tissue and all this stuff, that's just a cosmic belt. Folks, we're here today because Jesus Christ. Not because of we get where we're going. Because of a president.
Get out of my face. No.
Or a government. We get where we're going because of Jesus Christ. He gets us where we need to go, gets us where we need to be. So many people put their hope and faith and trust in a government, in man. They went, like I said in Revelation chapter 3, when the door opens for them, he's in. So many people, well, that's not, they try to, like the Disney Channel way back in the day where they had Mickey Mouse trying to open up the future door, they try to open up a door that doesn't open. He closes a door that tries to be closed. No, the door's closed. You can't open it. And they try to open up an open door. If you listen to Isaiah 22:22, and I will place on his shoulders the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. But so many people, and that's not, you know, I'm hoping that what happened in Israel, maybe it's a wake-up call. Maybe what's it going to take for people to realize that, heck, we're in World War III. And we weren't at war under Trump. We were at peace. Some people don't understand. This generation doesn't get it. Well, the government's going to solve every problem. God, the godfather of Al Geoffrey Hinton thinks technology may try to take over humans. It has. And what I mean by that is most people can't remember a phone number. They look it up. They can't, they don't know how to add. They have to go to a calculator. They don't use their brain. If they can't, I need a book apart, I need this, I need Siri, what's this? They don't know how to look up anything. They don't know how to do anything. And I agree with what he kind of says. I mean, everyone wants everything, you know, I just want to have a card, that a swipey, this is a government card. Pink. Or a chip. I don't want to have money. I do. I want to be able to buy something without everyone knowing what I bought, when I bought it, where I bought it, how I bought it. I want to be able to take cash and buy whatever I want to, whenever I want to. I mean, so many people are technology driven to where they can't function without it. They don't know how to function without their technology. They don't know. They've never lived in a world without it telling them what to do. I remember going outside and opening up the door in the morning and stepping out in the front porch to see, okay, it's cloudy. It's not cloudy. It's cold. And, you know, what? And trying to figure out, do I think it's the temp outside, if it stays this cold, I'll need a jacket all day long. I might not need one come the afternoon, but right now I'll need one, so I'll just take it. And you learn deductive reasoning. That's warm enough to where I don't need a coat now, and unless some weird thing happens, it actually gets colder throughout the day, then, yeah, but nah, it's 65. I'm good without one. It's, I don't know, folks. I don't know what it's going to take to wake up this nation to these people that don't care, that don't know. I mean, how can you have Mayor Brandon Johnson, Chicago, have 44 people, at least 44 people shot during the weekend? How can you have that, but people still stand and vote? And these same people that flush their city down the drain are the same people that flushed it city down the drain. They keep getting voted in and in and in. It makes no, I don't understand. It's sad. I don't know, folks. I do see great things happening, though. I do see revivals and people, because people are seeing the world and seeing it doesn't work. We got to come together as in, they don't want people divided. It's amazing how they can have like people on. There was a German lady who was flanked by Hamas. A woman seen stripped half naked in a pickup truck and flanked by Hamas terrorists has been identified as a German citizen. It's amazing all these little things that they can find out these people, but where's who the, well, we don't know who the cocaine belongs to. You know, the White House cocaine, you know. It's amazing how they can be anti-war until we're at World War III with a Democrat in office, and all of a sudden, no one's talking about anti-war. I mean, even the liberals didn't say, hey, I don't like Trump, but hey, we were at peace, not at war. It's whatever the narrative, that's because they don't know anything, they're dumbed down. It's whatever they hear on the news. If the news would have said, hey, we don't really support Trump, but hey, he's gotten us out of war. You know, we're not at war. Guess what, folks? It is sad. It is sad. It is sad. I got under 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just do me a favor, folks. Just put God first. All you can do. It's just, I don't know. We need a great big awakening. It's just one of those things that it's when you know you have some Jewish in your heritage and you see what's going on and the person that's supposed to be peace loving and all this lovey-dovey stuff, and it's like, wait a minute here. This ain't being condemned. This ain't being... It's just because, yeah, Kylie Jenner deletes pro-Israel post amid heat from followers. That would tell you that the people that stand with you do not support Jewish people. If they don't like your pro-Israel post, then they do not support Jewish people, and they support Palestine and Israel and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Ayatollah Khomeini and people that want to kill Christians and Jews. Then those people that if they're American followers, they need to be cheering on the death of these Jewish people, because that's what they're basically doing by having her take her post down. Sick. I don't want, like Trump said in that CNN town hall, who do you want to have survive? Who do you want to have? I kind of gave it away. Do you support Russia or Ukraine? I want people to stop dying. I want to end the war. I don't have trillions of dollars invested in war companies that I got to keep us at war so I can make money. And it's true. This is probably some of the most barbaric things since the Holocaust. Unless you're a Democrat and a Biden supporter, then you don't believe in the Holocaust and all that. I mean, there's a FedEx guy who's on camera as a dude snatches a package. There's no morals anymore. There's no values. Why do I care? Well, when they get to heaven and they have to answer for what they've done, we all will. The man with the mic included. I mean, it's, you know. And that's the thing. So many people don't, there's no morals and values anymore. Don't worry. Oh, I can't spank my niece. She's 6 years old. I can't do that. I'm going to get in trouble. Do it. Teach her right from wrong. Now, don't just hit her to hit her. If she does some, have boundaries and guidelines. This is the guideline. This is the boundary. My cousin's 7 years old. If he gets out of line, this is what you do. Don't do that again. And as long as you have a boundary, this is what they can and can't do. And if they overstep their boundaries, they get disciplined. I remember when I was in school, heck, you had a dunce cap. The teacher asked a question. If you didn't know it, you had this dunce cap. You sat in the corner and you had to study and learn. And then she would ask similar questions to that, relating to that. And you'd stay in that corner until you could study enough to know the answer. Not today. The teacher tried to single me out by having me answer a question. That's why people don't, that's why they dumb this nation down, these kids down. Well, when I played baseball, we swung until we hit the ball. In real baseball, you get 3 swings. If you miss 3 times, 3 strikes, you're right at the old ball. Not today. Wait a minute. I got a big trophy when I came in last place. And this ain't participation trophy baseball. This is you win. See, we had these little tiny microscopic, like, participation trophies that everyone got. And they had these giant ones, which we were never going to get. We didn't. Nope. It was obvious. When they literally just have you take your base, yeah, you just go on. You ain't never going to hit the ball. Thank you. Oh, yeah. The days when you actually had to earn something. That's all, like when I was going to buy a nice sporn for my kilt, I'm like, how much do these things cost? Are you kidding me? I'm going to make one. It'll be cheaper. And when I looked at the, yeah, you want to get one big piece of leather and make it all out of that. That way it's one same size. You don't want to have, like, scraps. Okay, well, you got a leather cutting tool? Nope. Okay, here's this. Okay, you got these, you got that, you got the this, and you got that. And before you know it, it's like, dang it. Then you're like, and before you know it, I could have bought two of these forms for what? And everyone that sees it, like, man, that's cool. You made that yourself. No way. Yeah. I couldn't find much videos on it because, like, all the videos were, like, black and white from way back in the day. But I take pride in the thing because I made the thing. My blood, sweat, and tears are in there. Trust me. Those heavy-duty leather needles, man. That's okay. Praise God. Okay. Do I need to check my blood sugar? Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what you need to do. No one wants to do that anymore. No kids, for the most part, have to sift through the sawdust if they have 9 digits instead of 10. They wouldn't understand the thing that you can still lose 9 fingers and still dial 911. They wouldn't understand because, you know, when you're using the saw blade, you're cutting stuff. Yeah, if all of a sudden you start seeing red on the saw blade, you better start looking for a finger somewhere. What's that mean? Yeah, back in the day you had wood shop in school and you learned how to use electronic tools. Yeah, you actually learned how to do stuff with your hands. What a concept. You actually learned how to make stuff in your own. Not today. Yeah, we had computer. One girl asked me, did you have computers when you were a kid? Yeah, it was a giant computer called a library. You want to know who the search engine was? We were. Of course, you had to go. And of course, my dad wondered why we went to the library when we had an Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like a World Book Encyclopedia. So old, it was in sandstone script. 15-pound books. Dad, who won the Peloponnesian War? Look it up in the encyclopedia, Dad. This book was written before that happened. Yeah, the war hadn't ended when this was written, so I don't know. Not today. Sorry, I need a book report 4 pages long on my 5th grader on African gorillas, comprising of report 5 pages long on African gorillas for a 5th grader. Sending to printer and printing out. Man, you had to sit there and write it in pencil or whatever, but the final one had to be like an ink, and you'd always get so far down to the very end, and then you'd screw up. And like, right now, crap. And of course, the pens, you couldn't erase. You'd be like, dang it. You screw up like on the last line or something. Like, kids don't know the struggle because they don't have to know anything. Technology is running everything. They don't have to learn anything, know anything. Heck, you can probably ask Siri to add or multiply numbers, and it just does it. Job 12:14. If he tears down, no one can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, no one can open. I've been using a lot of these scriptures and their cross-references to Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 with a letter to the Church of Philadelphia because so many people, they want a certain door opened. Listen, my door. I wanted this door open. And they think, well, wait a minute here. It didn't work out. Did it not work out because it's not what you wanted or it's what God wanted? Because that door you think should have been opened, maybe it should have closed. No, maybe it did close. and you're trying to open up that door that got closed. Maybe this is all part of God's plan. Maybe it's to wake people up. Wait a minute. I'm not for Biden. I was a Biden supporter, but I didn't expect this to happen. What? On day one, he said he was getting rid of America first. What do you think? Of course he's going to put a barbecue ahead of America. Oh, I guess we won't be at war because he won't. Yeah, since the whole world is at war and Biden's not going to get involved, we're technically not at war. It's a technicality, folks. When the trumpet sounds, be ready. I might have to read Job tonight. It's been a while since I've gotten into Job. It's just, I always look at it like this. Now, call me crazy, but like if you were to treat the Bible like Lord of the Rings or something, guess what? Cha-ching. People would read it up. It's amazing how they don't. In the Bible, it's yeah. Okay, well, we read about the persecution and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All that stuff can be proven medically now, but they just wrote what they saw. You know, I just put God first and watch him work. I just let him do what he does. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God has done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. That is Acts 14:27. That's an English Standard Version. I'm not a big fan of English Standard Version, folks, but I just do it because you can cross-reference, and I need to actually, like, write the cross references down, and that way I can just go to that, and because I do New Living Translation or King James. But it's just one of those things, folks. You got to put God first, and you got to watch him work. And so many people don't do that, and this whole world doesn't. It's just sad. I mean, you have an Ohio social worker who had sex with a 13-year-old client. Okay? What in the heck? Now, I know back when I was a kid, when I look at that chick and I'm like, a girl like that would have been like wanting to have intimacy with me. I'd have been like, touchdown, score, and payday. I'd have been like, oh, on that back in the day, you know, but, you know, before you didn't know, because back then I probably wouldn't know, hey, this is not right. She should be a mentor and lifting me up and not, like, having fun with me. And you know, I wouldn't understand what she was doing, probably. I mean, now, in, like, kindergarten, they teach condom use, I'm sure, because, heck, they have transgender people doing drag shows in kindergarten. It's sad. It's sad that an Ohio social worker had sex with, and it was a girl having sex with a boy, because I hate all these, like, why did To Catch a Predator only have men? Why didn't women show up? Well, did you have female decoys? I always kind of look at it in a weird way, and not to be, but, like, there's probably guys out there that, like, hey, what this decoy that supposedly 13 was going to do, I couldn't get my wife to do some of the stuff that they're wanting, that she's okay with, you know? Hey, if I was to try to engage in that type of conversation with my wife, she'd turn me down. Not my wife, just in general, you know? You know, I always joked about that. I'm like, most guys would probably be like, hey, if I talk like that to my wife and said, hey, let's do this, are you serious? We're married? Hello? We have kids? Okay, I'm closed. I mean, what kind of world have we come to? Yeah, I'm going to have to watch this video because Terrence K. Williams is, I don't know if you heard about this one. Ex-NBA star Amar E. Stoudemire says, F you and blast Black Lives Matter with MLB. MLB, Black Lives Matter, after Hamas attack. Yeah. He goes nuts.
I think we should take her over to Purdue. She just had two tapeworms fall out of her butt. And we can get them too. I think we all should get...
I'm still on here. Hold on. Give me a second. Folks, I'm going to have to cut this short. I thank you so much for tuning in. Just pray for my family right now. I will catch you on the flip side. Just remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you meet, you pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless, and goodbye.
I don't...